Shalom, Chaverim. Baruch haba lachol makshivim. This is Dr. Duff Forbes, Rabbi Kehilat HaMashiach B'toch Yisrael. Welcome, my friends, to this program entitled Treasures from Tanakh. My dear friends, one of our greatest Jewish writers, illumined by the Spirit of God, in his famous homily to the Hebrews, speaks of those who, and here I quote him, by faith conquered kingdoms, executed justice, won promises, stopped the mouths of lions, deprived fire of its power, escaped the devouring sword, from being weak were made strong, became mighty in battle, and hurled back the ranks of the foes. When I turn my contemplation from this much to be desired, all-conquering power of faith, in search of those whose achievements gave evidence that they possessed it, I find among them a figure to whom I have referred before. He bears the somewhat provocative name Kalev, or Caleb, thought by some to be what we may call a sound name. That is, a name, the sound or pronunciation of which is an imitation of a sound produced by the object represented in the name. For example, we call a certain bird a cuckoo, thus bestowing upon it a name purporting to be an imitation of the sound the bird makes. The name Kalev, or Caleb, if really a sound name, is held to suggest the sound of a wild, dog-like animal pressing forward to the attack. However, it is not the name, but the person possessing it, who arrests our interest and illustrates that quality of faith which pays such very large dividends. I first introduced Caleb to your notice when we journeyed together through the fourth book of Moses known as Numbers, or in Hebrew as Bamidbar. Then we discerned Caleb believing. Now we discover Caleb receiving. There, in the book of Numbers, we read of the test and triumph of Caleb's faith. Here, in the book of Joshua, we read of the tribute with which that faith was rewarded. Since faith and faith's reward reflect undying spiritual principles, beneficially operative even today, it will be to our advantage to explore the background, the outlook, and the activities of Caleb just a little more fully than we did previously. Viewing him as a personification of faith, let us see the following four forceful factors. First, let it be noted that faith brought resentment. Oh yes. The divine revelation of Holy Scripture swings its searchlight initially upon Caleb as one of the 12 leaders sent by Moses to reconnoiter the land of Canaan in the second year of Israel's exodus from Egypt. He and Joshua constituted the 1/6 minority who, without minimizing the difficulties, nevertheless urge a bold entrance into and possession of the divinely promised patrimony. For opposing his faith against the unfaith of the majority, he narrowly escaped being stoned to death by the infuriated multitude. Faith in the promises of God will usually bring resentment from the multitude if it involves the possible discomfort or danger of leaving one well-trodden area for a new one, even though the occupied area be a wilderness and the new one a land of milk and honey. The invitation of faith to leave the howling wilderness of mere human tradition and enter the land of divine spiritual promise frequently gives rise to resentment. The second factor to which I call your attention is so interesting and so illuminating that I made a passing reference to it when I first confronted you with this Caleb. If ever Israel had an enemy, that enemy was Edom. The hatred of Esau for Jacob was perpetuated and accentuated down the ages. The Edomites were descendants of Esau, the Israelites the descendants of Jacob. Where what we may call national expression is concerned, the Edomites preceded the Israelites, for we read of the kings of Edom that they reigned in the land of Edom before there reigned any king over the children of Israel. That is, before the time of Moses, for Moses was actually a king in Israel. Where national attitude is concerned, the Edomites persecuted the Israelites. They peremptorily refused Israel passage through their territory. When Jerusalem was besieged by Nebuchadnezzar, the Edomites joined in the sacking of the city and the slaughter of the Israelites. The hated king Herod the Great was an Edomite, an Idumean, and it was these same Idumeans who bathed Jerusalem in blood and pillaged the city ruthlessly in those days following the advent of the Messiah Yeshua and prior to the destruction of Jerusalem by Titus in the year 70 of the Common Era. Where God's attitude is concerned, the prophets of Israel pronounced dire judgments upon the Edomites for their consistent cruelty to Israel. Surely Edom's attitude to Israel has been that of a wild dog pressing forward to the attack. The Hebrew word for dog is first scripturally used at Exodus 11:7, where the divine attitude to Israel is again revealed. But against any of the children of Israel shall not a dog move his tongue. Where Israel's national worship was concerned, the price of a dog in payment of a vow was prohibited as an abomination unto the Eternal. Surely the word dog, Caleb, was an appropriate appellation for the persecutors of Israel, and it fitted none better than the Edomites. We are now prepared then for a sweet spiritual lesson as we return our gaze to this Caleb, this giant of faith, this prince in the tribe of Judah, this chosen vessel of the God of Israel. Caleb is described as the son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite. And the Kenizzite sprang from Kenaz. Are you ready for a surprise? An Edomite. Our model of faith not only bears a name associated in idea with that of a dog, but there is a strong probability, though certainty is admittedly lacking, that he bore the wild dog ancestry of Edom. How then do we find him in the messianic tribe of the children of Israel known as Judah? Surely his faith brought citizenship among the people of God. My friends, this is a divine principle unchanged today, as true for Gentiles as for Israel. The Gentiles preceded the Jews. Sadly, the Gentiles have persecuted the Jews. For this, divine judgment has been pronounced upon the Gentiles. Yet, such is the justice and grace of the God of Israel, that faith in Messiah will bring the believing Gentile, as well as the believing Jew, into citizenship among the children of Israel's Messiah, the Lion of the tribe of Judah. Faith's third and fourth factors come so fast they tread upon another's heels. Faith brought preservation and faith brought inheritance. Hear the stout and sturdy words of Caleb to Joshua, now standing in the very promised land they once spied out together. "And now, behold, the Eternal hath kept me alive, as he spoke, these 45 years. And now, lo, I am this day 85 years old. As yet I am as strong this day as I was in the day that Moses sent me. Now, therefore, give me this mountain." As strong as ever at age 85. Moreover, note the claim, "Give me this mountain." At the time, the faith-filled Caleb lodged his claim. It was not merely an unconquered mountain, but it and all Hebron was back in the possession of the dreaded Anakim, the very giants who had struck terror into the hearts of the 10 spies sent into Canaan by Moses with this same Caleb and Joshua so many years earlier. Now, Caleb views the same mountain and the same difficulties and dangers, but he also took full cognizance of the same faithful God by whom the promise of possession was made, and he lodged his claim accordingly. The claim of faith was met. The mountain conquered, yes, even from the dreaded Anakim. And so of Caleb we read, "And unto Caleb the son of Jephunneh he gave a portion among the children of Judah according to the commandment of the Eternal." My friends, what matters the resentment when the reward transforms the price of a dog into the possession of a diadem? Yivarecha Adonai v'yishmerecha. Ya'er Adonai panav elecha v'hunecha. Yisar Adonai panav elecha v'yaseim lecha shalom. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.